is grow.
Welcome everybody to the Townsville Fire Department, our monthly workshop meeting, and for July. We'll just introduce our council, town board.
Dawn Scannapico.
Paul Bosberg.
Dale Finch. So again, welcome to our meeting. Again, thank you for the Townsville Fire Department. We've got Kevin doing some seats for us. But granted, it's greatly appreciated that they opened up the firehouse so we can have a meeting in our hamlets. And going forward, it would be a nice thing to do to all our hamlets if space is available, or at least frequently come back, even if it's once a year, just to see what's on everybody's mind in the hamlets. We've got a few things to go over first with our formal meeting, and then we'll open up the floor to topics regarding the Tannery Bridge. Once we get to that point in the meeting, though, it would be nice just to be respectful and kind with everybody. It's, you know, it's an open forum. We want everybody's opinions and viewpoints. But again, you know, stay within the bounds of being treated, you know, correctly. And if we can limit it to like a 2 to 3 minute comment person per person would be probably advantageous to the meeting. Okay. First thing we got tonight, we're going to do a comprehensive, we need a resolution for a comprehensive plan update. The board resolution, New York State Consolidated Funding Application for 2021. Whereas the town of Catskill, Greene County, New York, here in the town, has established a public benefit of the upcoming land use laws to better serve the needs of its residents. Whereas the project includes updating the town of Catskill's comprehensive plan to better reflect the realities of the taxpayers by establishing land use policies which support smart growth principles thereafter the project. Whereas the town has the opportunity to apply for grant funding from New York State Department. Thereas New York Smart Growth Comprehensive Plan grant program, which may be funded up to $100,000 with a $10,000 10% match. Whereas the total eligible project cost estimate for our comprehensive plan is $50,000. Whereas the village is prepared to contribute, meaning the town is willing to match up the $5,000 through local matching grant program. Now, therefore, it be resolved that Delaware Engineering is hereby authorized to submit a 2021 CFA grant application on behalf of the town of Catskill. The town supervisor is authorized to sign it and certify the 2021 CFA grant application, and the town agrees to provide the matching funds required for the project. So, need a motion to accept that? Motion by Jared, seconded by Dawn Scannapico. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Thank you. I'm not the technology guy, but the next one we have is a request for a letter of support. Let's see, for the Catskill Gateway Net Zero CFA. Thank you. Whereas Ben Fain of Catskill Gateway is developing a business in the village of Catskill, which two of the three buildings will be carbon neutral energy systems. And whereas we wish to send a letter of support to NYSERDA for the town, for the Catskill Gateway Net Zero CFA. So therefore, we, the town, Catskill Town Board, authorized the supervisor to sign a letter of support for this project, which is located in the Village Catskill Historic District. We need a motion, Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Don. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Next resolution kind of came in a little late, so it's not really totally in a resolution form, but we had a request from David Dippler, and he is one of the co-owners or owner of the Catskill Golf Course or Country Club, and he's actually applying for, he wants to go with a tourism grant for the Gateway, for the Greens Hotel and the Catskill Golf Resort Special Use Permit. So he's been through the planning board with this, and he's only got a few more months to reapply, though, because with COVID, the project kind of got delayed and such of that. Again, he's got to go in front of the planning board once again within a couple of months to get his planning board application granted again. And I guess the long and the short of it, if the project gets off the ground and he actually builds it, he'll get a 20% rebate from New York State from the project. So he's also looking for a letter of support from the Catskill Town Board. And again, it's a lot of benefits in the project as far as water lines going down Brooks Lane for the residents right now. So they're undersized. It does bring some lodging into the community. And it's a good project as the project currently stands. So we need a motion for a letter of support for that project.
Motion.
Motion by Paul. Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Those against? Motion so carried. Okay. One other item that came up here is here tonight. We want to need another zoning board member, so we want to really get a motion to post an opening for our zoning board, and then once we get a pool of applicants, we make the decision and make a selection on who that next board member would be. So need a motion just to advertise for ZBA. Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Seconded by Jared. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay. Got through the stuff that we had to get through. Crane asked me if he can just take the floor here. I guess there were a few things he wanted to address before we get started.
Thank you. I am Crane Davis. You've probably seen my name in the past couple of weeks. I'd like to clarify a statement I've been quoted as saying at the last meeting. I do not want to close the Tannery Bridge swimming hole. The question is, how do we keep it open when all the other swimming holes around us are being closed? For the past 6 years, with the exception of last year, this community has met right here in this room to argue this question. We've scheduled presentations from the DEC, the Sheriff's Department, the Peekamoose stewards were here, many of the people here attended those meetings. 2 years ago, the situation got so bad that you came here, packed this room, and urged them to shut down the swimming hole. Last year, 3 weekends in a row, we had 90-degree weather, and it brought a huge mob that physically threatened residents around the bridge and finally forced a complete shutdown. So this spring, several of us came to ask what your plans are for the property this year. In the course of the discussion, you specifically asked about the opinion of people who live near the bridge, and a resident who lives at the bridge stated that they all favor a continued shutdown until you find a way to keep it open and protect the people who live around the bridge. I support that position. Hopefully, tonight, you can find that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham. Quite great. To recap that last year in 2020, COVID was a full-blown thing. We were swamped over. So we did have a lot of major issues, not only just at the Tannery Bridge, but the whole 23 area in the cove. So it was overwhelming for everybody. And I called it the perfect storm as well. We had COVID, we had businesses that were closed, lack of work, and last year we had beautiful weather. It was sunny just about every day, and people needed something to do. A lot of the other recreational areas in their hometown or in their backyards were closed, and there was a lot of social media, and I think that had a major impact on the influx of people using our area. And then, again, not just the Tannery Bridge area that we're talking about, but the whole area in general. I just happened to be from the hamlet. We had Marble Rock in behind the, I guess we're calling it the Murphy's Law, but it was Marble Rock House in Gilfeathers and behind St. Bridget's Church. It was packed there every single weekend. It was the same scenario there as it was here. So it wasn't, this wasn't an isolated case just to, this particular area. I think this year was another perfect storm, to be honest with you. We had vaccinations that started coming out in February and March, and more people have been vaccinated. So, obviously COVID is still a concern to everybody, but again, not like it was in 2020. So I think that's subsided considerably. Other areas of recreation are now open. I think that's taken a lot of stress off our local areas as well. Businesses are open. People have jobs, so they're working on their jobs on the weekend, so they're not coming to Palinville or Greene County as much. And again, part of that perfect storm. It rained quite heavily on Memorial Day weekend. We had the same thing on 4th of July weekend. And to be honest with you, I don't know how many sunny days we've had since 4th of July till today. So I think we have the opposite per, you know, maybe two. I don't know. There's not many of them, I can tell you that. But it's the reverse perfect storm this year. So having said that, I mean, that's how I kind of see how we set up, you know, 2020 versus 2021. So with that, we'll open it up to the floor, but if you could just announce your names. I don't know if Liz will be taking all names, but it's nice to have people on record, and we'll open it up to the floor one person at a time for comments that, you know, they'd like to add to the opening of it, the closing of it, keeping it how it is. Whatever your opinions are, we're, as a town board, we're here to listen and hear your input. Yes?
Hi, my name is Nora Ahern. I live on Malden Avenue, born and raised in Townville. My feeling is if you build a wall, whether it be 8 feet, 10 feet, children want to get to the creek, they're going to climb it. And when they fall off of it and break their backs, who are they going to sue? And you know, when children want to go into the creeks, they're going to the creeks. Is this wall just going from the Veterans Park to Catterskill? Is a wall going to go up the mountain to keep it away from all those people that made the messes and everything last year? I mean, no, don't just blackwalk our little bridge. I mean, I'm not for it at all. And if you want to beautify Palinville, I don't think a wall will do us any good.
Okay, thank you. And we've got a gentleman in the back.
Yes, I'm Vic Vincent. I live up on Wakes Road. I've been following the controversy a little bit on some of the Facebook pages. And I just thought I'd offer what we've done. I'm a member of the Catskill 3500 Club. And what we've done at different, especially the Sly Mountain Trailhead, and starting to implement it against some of the other places that have had quite an influx of the same problem. We started a Trail Stewards program where volunteers dedicate a day or so to go down and sit at the site, let's just say down here by the Tannery Bridge, and they talk to the people that show up. They go over, they introduce themselves, and argue with them. Don't have the authority to arrest anybody, and that's not the point. The point is, you befriend them, you talk to them, explain the problems we're having, you ask them to be considerate, not play music loud. On the trails, we do a little bit something different because people show up with shoes that aren't right, or when they go up in camp and where they can't be. We just talk with them about it. We engage them in a conversation. We all got our little shirt that says we're part of a program, so if we could get some funding where we have a shirt that says maybe Palinville Community Creek Steward or something like that, people realize they're not up against just a maverick, but a community that's trying to look out for their own well-being. And we've found that really, once you start talking to the people, some of the folks that become that are originally your biggest problem become your advocates and help out. And it's just a way of maybe keeping a friendly face on it and dealing with it. Now, I don't know whether that's something that will work here or not, but I offer that suggestion.
Thank you. On those same lines, Dick, I was talking to Rob Dawson. He's the forest ranger that patrols this particular area. And he's been working real hard in the area the last couple of years. And he's, obviously, he's got the authority, he's got the uniform and the badge and all that, but he's really attacking it through the educational program as well, as he sees hikers or whatever going up 23A, and, he'll say, hey, and I was there one day, and somebody just had, big electronic thing, and like you're saying, that's something that's really not permissible in the park. You ought to bring that in here. He's going down to the swimming areas and educating people. And he really feels, and I feel, that that's made a major impact just on the educational level. Just because people come to the area, that doesn't mean they have experience in hiking. This might be their very first time ever coming to a state park or a swimming hole like Palinville. So again, your point's well taken as far as the educational aspect. Anybody who would like to go next, Kevin?
Hi, everybody. I'm Kevin Lennon, past councilman and legislator and past chief. I've dealt with the issues and stuff, and I truly understand the people that live by it and what they have to go through and the influx of about 15% of bad apples are reckoned for the people in Palinville. And we have to look at that. I agree, I was going to bring up the steward stuff. There's many options that you can do at that do at the beach. You know, you can put up a nice sign there that says no glassware. You can have people inspect coolers. You can have tags that they buy at the local merchants around here, say $20 a tag, and watch what they can bring in and take out. And I worked with the DEC Rangers, and we did a sting operation up the road, and they put people up into the mountain, took pictures as people were coming in, and as soon as they walked out without their garbage, they got the tickets they needed to. So there's things they can do if you go to conversations with everybody. But I think closing the holes would not be fair to everybody, especially fishermen. Sometimes fishermen go down there early in the morning and late at night to fish, and by closing it, you're going to take that away. And why take the generations of people and cannibals swimming in these holes and leaves and take that away from them by closing it? And by erecting the fence, you're just going to create another problem on fire service side that it would not allow us to have access to the proper water for structure fires and put the hamlet at risk because we can draft off that bridge, for especially some of the bigger buildings right in this area where we can draft and bring in engines and stuff. And if we got to bring a ladder truck in from Catskill, that's our primary source, that hole. So by putting a fence up, it would not be good. That's the only comments I have.
So just, you just said something that really caught my attention a little. So not knowing that, so right now the Palinville Fire Department will station up on the bridge and draft down to the deep hole.
Absolutely. So if you take that source away, now we have to go about 2 miles down the road and lay in hose all the way here. We don't have enough in Palinville, and we would have to call the mutual aid. And that's about a 2 to 3 minute drive going down, filling up, where we can just draft from some of the big structures around here. It would have a big impact on those buildings where we might lose them instead of being able to put them out.
Okay. Question. Because we've also been told by members of the fire department that they can't get the vehicles through there when there's too many cars.
Sure. Yeah, but you can call law enforcement, and if there's a fire situation, those vehicles can be moved pretty fast. And we have done that.
Thanks, Karen.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Barbara Rosick. I also live over on Malvern Avenue. Last year, anybody lives over by us knows what it is. We crossed the bridge several times a day. My issue is not with the swimming hole, it's with the bridge. Because the kids should be allowed to swim in a swimming hole. They don't, I did it 50 years ago, Warren and I grew up together. I mean, they don't have a lot to do, so they should be allowed to swim. The issue was, they're jumping off the bridge. Now, I work in the school district, I'd like to think I know most of the kids. I see little kids jumping off that bridge that I've never seen before. It's advertised, and everybody has a right to rent out an Airbnb and do whatever, but they're advertising, come to the creeks, and you're bringing people that don't know this area, and anybody that's been there during Hurricane Irene or any of these floods, and you hear the boulders bouncing off that bridge. You don't know where it's going to be underneath. I mean, I think the kids should be able to swim in the swimming hole. The bridge is an issue. They're on the bridge. They're blocking traffic. You try to be nice and just ask them to move. Last year, they were throwing water bottles. This year, it hasn't been that bad yet. I mean, the other day, it was pretty crowded at the Veterans Park. But I don't know, like, the thruway has the fences on the back side that stops them from jumping, you know, people jumping off the thruway bridge. I don't know if that is an option.
So the county has already decided to erect a fence on the bridge. So, yeah, so we're going to have to talk after and see what we can do to
slide in there.
Yeah.
So this is going to creep. This is going no matter where they can get in.
No, this is on the bridge itself.
On the bridge
so
itself.
So they can't jump off the bridge.
Right, it arcs towards the water, right? So
yes.
They can't.
We're like that suicide type thing.
Yes.
You see
yes.
How the thruway bridge
is just suicide
so
fence.
People.
Yes.
I mean, and I've heard that in prior meetings as well. If you have somebody drive up in, a pickup truck and kids are jumping off the back of
the
pickup
off
or a
pickup
truck.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, and I'm. Everybody has their own issue. That was my biggest issue, was the bridge itself. And I belong to the fire department, and it is. It's a huge thing. You know, emergency vehicles can cross. And again, it wasn't the local kids.
And that's, not living in Palinville, but it's like the movement of boulders as well. You don't know what's for that jumping aspect of it.
Exactly.
I mean, again, I don't know what's happened over 2 years, 5 years, but again, you do have somewhat of a risk factor that a larger, older moved into the wrong
spot. Our tones go here, I just hold my breath and pray to God it's not a kid down in that creek. Or anyway, for that matter, not just one of the kids.
Right.
Okay. My name is Myra Pinkham. I live right at the corner of Catskill Avenue and Woodstock Avenue. And my big concern is last year it was really, really super terrible all night. And I got woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning with loud noises and things. You know, it's you live right there. It's a whole different situation. I think this place is beautiful. If people would respect it, if people, you know, if there's some way to maybe put a certain time of the day that you can't be there, and to be able to respect the people who live there. There were times when people would park right across from my driveway, and I couldn't get out of my driveway, you know, because they were parking there all the time. This year, it hasn't been a problem so far, but I don't know if you do okay it, whether it's going to be as bad as last year, right? Last year was an extraordinary year. I understand that. But, you know, there has to be some sort of regulation or some sort, I'm not saying, necessarily this fence. I'm not saying necessarily, just to find some way that the people who live right there aren't being so negatively affected.
Thank you. I think if you get into that situation where those scenarios arise, I mean we're available as a town board, and if parking becomes an issue,
Well, they did put boulders there, and that has been a whole lot better since they did that.
So you're right when you cross the bridge and make the left, and that's fine.
Yeah, because if it's right at the corner. So I'm on Catskill Avenue with frontage on Woodstock Avenue, that big blue house that's technically right across from the bridge.
I know exactly where you are.
And you can understand how that, it's a little bit more of an impact for me, because people who have been talking that are on Malden or elsewhere in the town, but I think it's great that the kids have a place like that. I remember when people respected it and it wasn't a problem. And, you know, it just last year was a total nightmare.
And like I said, I think that was part of that perfect storm with the COVID, and hopefully we get that behind us. And the fewer posts maybe that we have, the fewer YouTube videos that come out, you know, all the social media things, and
if there is social media that, hey, you know, even though all these other places are closed, the Tannery Bridge is open, then you're going to get it, because people are going to come from other areas.
Right. Got a lady in the back?
Hi, my name is Barbara Rubel, and I live on Malden Avenue. And what Myra said, like, I think before we take a drastic step of putting an ugly fence up, we should maybe put up prominent signage, the carry-in, carry-out thing, and no partying after dark, because that's unacceptable that people are, like, partying down there. So, they may not know what we would just think is normal. So, like, maybe have, like, big signs that say closed after dark. Carry it in, carry it out. And as far as kids jumping off the bridge, haven't they been doing that for, like, decades?
Yes.
Nobody's gotten hurt. Like, rocks will move, like, at the end of the season, and if there's, hopefully they checked it out before they jump and they can see if there's
One at a time.
Please, just everyone continue to address the town board and not each other, please.
So,
I just think prominent signage might be a good thing to do before we take the next step of putting a big ugly face up.
I agree. We've got the gentleman in the back. Oh, good. I think I have the fellow on the right. Behind
so
the
my name's Tristan Reeve. I live on Walden Avenue. And I think putting up a big, ugly fence like we're in the Bronx on that bridge is the absolute worst idea on the planet. Remove your beautiful view. We all want to see on the east, on the way, one in between. I don't think there's any one thing to solve it. The fence won't do it. Park ranger won't do it, but I think there's a lot of good ideas. I think there's an education component, but there's a sign component. We get volunteers to try and help educate. 9/11 on speed dial, that's great. We've got a ton of troopers and sheriffs handing out a ton of tickets. You can ask the troopers to come and meet 10 o'clock and we'll give your DWI roll up the bridge and start handing out tickets there. The same thing with the sheriffs, right? And the same thing with the DEC. I was only before asking for them to help with the sting operation. But let's not put a fence up because we didn't take the time and energy to think up a more complex, better solution.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement because once you get a big fence up, first of all, it's on slightly to begin with. It doesn't fit into character, and they're expensive to put up. And then we have somebody has to maintain it. And as the lady said earlier, if they don't have access there, they're just going to go to another point. We're not going to be able to fence off the whole Catterstill Creek. So, again, I don't think the fences along our property line is really the answer or the solution.
And as far as jumping off the bridge, yes, the rocks. People have been jumping off that bridge for at least half their lives.
Yeah.
I don't want to give up beauty in this area and everybody that lives here's freedom to try and legislate or guard against absolute stupidity. If you're dumb enough, I'm sorry.
I mean, that was suggestions that were brought forward on multiple meetings, especially in 2020. And, anyway, as far as the bridge and the fencing thing, we haven't, as a town board, we haven't moved forward as far as purchasing any fencing or that decision. To be honest with you, once we started even, we're looking at fencing for Ricky Kramer Field and down in Jefferson Heights and. To be honest, 600 feet of fencing is probably closer to $30,000. So you've got a pretty good piece of fencing there. So just the number on that to install it, if we went the whole property line, could be easily 20-some-odd thousand. We didn't budget for it. I think we got better ways to spend our taxpayers' dollars than put up fencing. Go ahead.
Okay, Terry, did you have a picture of the fence that you wanted to put up?
So it's not us. We don't own the bridge. The county owns the bridge. So they're the ones that are deciding to put the fence on the bridge.
I mean, is that the type?
Yes.
It is. I'd like to see that.
Yes.
But the other thing, a lot of people here are familiar with Florence Leap.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a 30, 40-foot drop. Mm-hmm. And since at least 60 years, that's not high enough for people that go there to jump off. So they climb the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they go off. And you put a fence up on that bridge, I guarantee you, these kids are going to find a way to climb on top of that. You're going to put the barbed wire?
Razor wire.
Now we're in the Bronx. It's Green County.
Thank you.
Mike? I promise this will be my last time.
Oh, that's okay. You're out here listening.
My property's 89 Woodstock Avenue. So, yes, the people have been jumping off the Tannery Bridge for a long time. I'm looking around this room. I've been swimming in this creek for 1962. So, I've swam in this creek more than anybody in this room. Okay. Top three. So, We dragged the kid out of Pine Grove. Actually, I dragged the kid out of Pine Grove and Buddy Pretorius. They sued the town of Catskill. They sued this Panama Fire Department. It cost us $4,000 extra on our insurance rider. They sued the state of New York. They sued Sitz Host Ambulance. They sued all the property owners around it. We told them not to jump in because the creeks changed that year and it was 3 feet deep. Well, he was drunk enough and he finally did it. So he got paralyzed from the neck down. So what a lot of people don't understand in this room is that the town of Catskill owns all of the property down there, including across the bridge in front of Myra's house, if I'm not wrong. And that's what the tax map said about a half an hour ago. So if someone does get hurt, Nora, they're going to sue the town of Catskill. That's all of us.
I know that.
So, and I don't want to see the thing closed either. But I called the sheriffs at least 60 times last year. Pete Kosminski said, Mike, just keep calling. They don't hand out tickets. They can't ticket anybody for doing anything. I don't know why they can't ticket them for trespassing. It's the town of Castle property. But they won't. The troopers refuse to come. They'll drive by. If they don't see anybody with a gun, they're not going to stop. So the sheriffs are the ones that have been awesome, and they come out, and all they can do is shush everybody out of there. But they're harassing all the neighbors. You know, I have to keep my doors, windows closed at night. I like to go outside and have dinner out on my lawn. But the hooting and hollering and the screaming and the burning out and the roaring music, it shouldn't happen in our neighborhood. I don't want to be the toilet for everyone in all the surrounding counties, and I don't want to be the swimming hole for everyone in all the surrounding counties. I told a couple of the kids, get out of here. I just called the sheriffs. And they said, okay, we're allowed to go to Pine Grove. We'll go swimming in Pine Grove. I said, great. You know, if I see the kids' bicycles down there, I see a fisherman down there, I ain't calling. But when people are on the bridge, and they're like this, defying us to go around them, then I get pissed. And I don't need to be harassed in my own neighborhood by people from out of town. So that's, you know, that's, I don't understand why a 3 foot green, I hate to call it a cyclone fence or something, that just goes around the guardrail and right where the boulders are. Take the boulders out maybe and put a fence up there. Just put no swimming, no trespassing, town of Catskill, because they bent the signs over already. They bent the fence up. Nobody gives a shit anymore. That's the problem. You got your ass beat if you did this stuff. But none of our local kids are down there. So no one's, you know, it would be nice that, you know, I'll take a Sunday and go down there and make sure no one throws a rock around or starts burning out or peeling out or, you know, we're parking in the middle of the bridge and, you know, but I would rather not, after paying my taxes, I'd rather not spend my Sundays doing that. You know, I want to see the kids swim in there, but this is a nightmare. And, you know, the roaring and the hooting and hollering, it's terrible. And the sheriffs have been absolutely wonderful, and you guys have listened to us all, and, you know, I know it's a problem. I don't want to shut the damn thing down. You know, I love looking at the water in the bridge, but nobody ever swam in there when I was a kid. That was a crappy swimming hole when we were kids. Everybody went to Pine Grove and Niobe, but they're all closed now.
Not everybody, Mike. I wasn't allowed up there. Tanner's as far as I was allowed.
Yeah. I mean, they can go down to Helena, our local kids. No, no one's yelling yet. I mean, a little bit last year.
On 32?
Yeah.
That got overcrowded, and we had complaints there as well, and as far as the parking on 32. So, and then they were parking on Pine Avenue and things like that. So, but have you experienced that in 2021?
Well, to be honest with you, the place was packed down there a couple of weekends ago, and no one was on the bridge. And they were quiet as a mouse, and everything was beautiful. So, you know, if we can continue doing that, that's fine, but people are not going to do it. Once it gets hot, you know, and all the plates are from Pennsylvania, Rockland County, New Jersey.
I mean, maybe we need more local, you know, residents of the hamlet if we're actually utilizing the area that, again, like we're Mr. Vincent was saying, then you could educate, you know, visitors that did come if we had more of our local people utilizing that area.
Dickie, that's a great point, but hikers are not, have a different mentality than these people that are down here.
Absolutely.
And the same people that were in the club last summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
what about limiting the parking area?
the town doesn't really, we have no parking as far as town property. When you get by the Memorial Park, and again, if you look at the maps, I'm not sure even how much is fire department property and things of that nature. That's more of the New York State DOT currently owns the parking area. And again, then you got the churches and such like that, so that would be up to, you know, each individual parcel owner if they wanted to prohibit, you know, parking. Go ahead.
So why aren't the cops, you say the sheriffs are being great, why are we getting more of the cops involved? Because it is trespassing, it is disturbing the peace. This is completely a police enforcement issue. It has nothing to do with blocking off the what's going on at the creek. It's enforcing that they're not disturbing the peace after hours, et cetera, et cetera. How come the police is in it?
Can't answer that. We don't have a police department.
Right. We don't have a county.
Sheriff's department.
Right. I mean, we have noise ordinances, but I don't know. Like, the state police really aren't inclined to go after and enforce town codes and such like that. We did, you know, again, as a posting of the property, that put a little more teeth in as far as the enforcement goes. Without having a resolution last year and posting it, we couldn't do that.
You just start calling incessantly to the cops.
Exactly. That's what people need to do.
But we need everyone in this room to do it. If you see a bicycle down there, don't call.
But is it illegal?
Because it's our local kids.
No.
So if there's a bunch of people swimming under the bridge and you call the cops, you're wasting that time.
Not if they're making noise.
If they're littering and going across other people's property, then...
And they're trespassing. You get arrested for trespassing on somebody's property, but apparently not on the town property.
So how do people in Hallandale swim in the creek? Just curious.
They don't.
No, they do. They do. I swim in the creek. Absolutely, people swim in the creek. So how are people going to get to swim in the creek, which is what I'm hearing some people say, if this is all about this little strip of land that the town owns, people are still going to find ways into the creek. I can walk down past Helena. I can walk down to Sorgatys, you know, to 32 or 32A Starks and walk up the creek. I've climbed many times down into the tannery and walked up to Pine Grove when we weren't allowed at Pine Grove because of who owns Pine Grove.
Yeah.
So, and that's when we wanted to put a swinging bridge in. So, I mean, I want to be able to swim in the creek. I'm sorry. I want my granddaughter to be able to enjoy what I was able to enjoy as a child.
But she won't be able to swim at Pine Grove because they know the property.
I was up there 2 years ago. And the lady who lives on Mill Road came over and we were chatting. You know, I think if people are being respectful, fine. If not, yes, you call your local law enforcement. Absolutely. And I would. I would call, and I have, for other reasons where I live. I call every 5 minutes. This is Dawn again. I need somebody out here. 10 minutes goes by. This is Dawn again. I need somebody out here. They'll come out.
Hi, my name is Rachel Bell, and I live on Pennsylvania Avenue, and the hills are four generations deep in this town, and my father-in-law, my husband, I've been here since I was 13 years old swimming in these holes. My kids are here tonight, they have swam in these holes. My grandson is now swimming in these holes. I walk all over this town every day. My dog swims in these holes. It is like the best part of my entire walk, that no matter where I walk, there's some place I can walk down with my dog and she can go swimming. I live at the other end of Pennsylvania, it was German Falls Road. Unfortunately, that's in Ulster County, but we dealt with not even being able to get home at night because you can't even get through the roads. But what I noticed from that and from up here is that they're not New York plates, they're Connecticut plates or Pennsylvania plates, they're out-of-state plates. These are not the locals that are doing this. My kids would never disrespect anybody. They would never not move out of the road for somebody. So the problem is not the residents. And I don't know, I get we're in a society where everybody's inclusive, but to think that, you know, the residents of Cornwall can enjoy our own creeks is an issue. And I don't want them shut off, but nor do I think, you know, I don't know what the answer would be, but like you said, education, finding a better solution than putting up a wall would be best. And, you know, maybe residents need to go to get a permit to sleep, to go swim in the creeks. And if you don't have a permit and people are policing it, you don't have a permit, you now get to pay a fine. You know, because, I mean, the holes were just, they're filthy, and the stuff they leave behind. This year, so much better. I pick up the garbage that I was left behind, but it's minute compared to what it was last year. And I have no problem. They put police tape down on the Ulster County end. Mm-hmm. Nobody's been parking there, and I have never had an issue trying to get in and out of that road now.
Well, that's so. The approach that New Jersey took. If you live in a community where the beach is located, your permit's issued automatically. It gets mailed to your house. If you want to use the beach and you don't live there, you've got to pay.
But the problem is someone has to enforce it. You need a ranger or something down there making sure everybody has their ticket on them or their pin on their bathing suit, and we don't have anybody.
But maybe that's the part where this gentleman comes in with a volunteer situation. It's going to take more than one type of thing to get, you know, this under control.
But hear me out. I'm not worried about three kids just over the Massachusetts line,
right,
cousin down the street who are just there swimming. But it's an option if you're a problem for whatever sheriff's deputy shows up to say, got your tag? Nope, here's your fine. Got your tag? Nope, here's your fine. Got your tag? Here's your fine. I asked you to pick your garbage, you give me crap. Here's your fine. So they have to find legislative options in the law or it's in the code. That gives them an option and gives them discretion.
Thank you.
I don't want to charge everybody to go on the reach.
Anybody else have comments or input?
I'm Holly Menzies. I live on Hobbs Lane. And I just want to say that it's not just children who are swimming there. I swim there. My family swims there. And we really appreciate the ability to continue doing this.
Thank you. Anybody else that we haven't heard from? First, then we'll go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Townsville, and I swim there almost every day. I'm there at different times of the day. I'm actually in the water, and I have not seen any garbage. I take pictures every day of the condition of the swimming hole when I'm there. I stagger my hours. Sometimes I'm there in the morning, sometimes I'm there in the afternoon, sometimes I'm there at 6 o'clock at night. I snap away. I saw a warning. Whole and spray bottle this year on the ground. That was it. And I don't know if everybody's aware, but if this is not the last public access to the creek in Taylorville, I'd like to know. Because I don't know of any others. Drummond Falls is closed. Pine Heavy, all the local swimming holes closed. And this is the last one. And I can tell you, I worked for the government for many years. Once this goes through and the fence is up, it's a lot harder to take it down.
Yep.
We have to decide if the fence is going to go up. Because once it goes up, it's going to be very difficult to take it down.
Thank you.
The
fellow in the way back.
My name is Eugene Edwards. I live on Malden Avenue. As long as I can remember, I grew up in Canada for most of my life, and my grandmother would take me to the creeks, like at Pine Grove. And that was a time where people didn't care if you were swimming there as long as you liked. But over time has been, or as time has went, people have been worried about their property, people getting sued, people been getting hurt. And as I've been getting older, I'm only 19 years old, but I've been going out far, I've been going to Tannery Bridge and swimming there. And it's common sense that if it's your first time going there or the start of the new season, you should check that water. We should make sure how deep it is and if it's safe. And I believe that a fence should not be put up because if they even put a higher fence, it's going to make dumb kids like me climb up that fence even higher and try to jump off and do backflips. Like, I do backflips, but I've lived here most of my life. I'm that crazy dumb kid that wants to try and get hurt and see if I can do it. But I love to do it. We're giving this final look. And like, I see that. This would be if you're a resident of this family, you should show a permit or like your license or your ID to show that you live in this hamlet. And even if so, like you should this is my first time public speaking. our fence on Dawn of the Creek every day, and even last year, it's corona. Nothing was open. Everybody from the city was leaving. They all come here because it's corona. They all want to go out camping, have adventures, get away. And that's one of the main reasons why it was so bad last year. It was due to the people coming here, destroying the town and all that.
And North Lake was closed last year, too, because of COVID. So there's a lot of factors, absolutely.
And every day, every time I go to the creek, I always bring a garbage bag because I'm always prepared. Like last year, it was so bad, I was so disgusting. Like, I have picked up like 4 dirty diapers just lying in the box. It was bad.
See, the local.
But,
so, based on what I want you to say, Eugene, my boys are 28 and 30, or 31 as of yesterday. When they were young boys, I would bring them swimming under the tannery. We always brought a garbage bag with us because there was always, not like last year, but there's always something to pick up. And we would. And because we loved swimming there and we wanted to look nice for the next person who comes. So if everybody did that, that would be great. So thank you for doing that.
I was so amazed because I almost got my little brother pregnant, and he is 9 years old. I was so amazed that I was about to get him to jump off the bridge. But I know I'm a bad influence, but that's what Big Brother's are. But every day.
Thank you. Anybody else that we hit? Go ahead,
please. Kevin Moskitzen.
Hi, Al. I'm a little confused. I'm doing a lot of wonderful, thoughtful, and you can tell people have a lot of passion about this and you know a lot of thought. But I'm confused by what you've said about the county and whether or not this discussion has a real impact. So I just wonder if you could clear that up.
So we're talking about putting a fence on our property. The county owns the bridge. We have no say over what they do on that bridge.
You said they approve it.
Huh?
They approve the fence on the bridge.
Yes.
And are they interested at all in what the people that live here think? Are they?
I think they're completely concerned about it.
Sorry?
I think the county is completely concerned with liability.
Okay.
Good. Right. And those concerns were brought out in previous meetings, again, primarily last year in 2020, when we had, a major influx of visitors to the area. And in a public forum like that, there was a lot of testimonial type of things where they were saying they were jumping off cars. Don't do all the the backflips and all that. So, it was posed as a hazard to the town board. And to the county as well, at that point, we were encouraged to at least look at that. And that's how the fencing along the town property started to become an issue. And there was a strong, at least the people that came to the meeting, there was a strong indication that they would prefer to have it, that this property be fenced off, and then be agreed to do it on a temporary basis. Again, not knowing what was going to happen in 2021, we wanted to be somewhat proactive, not knowing, so we did put a temporary fence, which is very easy to remove or put back up on an as-needed basis. But again, once you put a chain-link fence or whatever whatever that fence would look like, once it's permanently there, as the gentleman said in the back, if that were to happen, I don't feel that's on the table today for many reasons. But once that gets up, then that's not going to go away that quickly because it's an investment. But then again, you have to maintain it as people start to destroy it. Go ahead.
Again, cutting on that, that means the fence on the bridge is a go?
Yes.
That's going to happen?
Yes.
Soon?
Yes.
So we only discussing here the sides of the bridge.
The town property.
Town property and access through town property, that's what was chosen. Again, a lot of the town property is very limited as far as access because we have that big retaining wall. So, we're only talking 20 feet, 25 feet at the most that you really could access.
And the bridge fence, there was no, that happened already, and whoever has...
That would be your county legislators.
You'd have to talk to your county legislators on it. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is there a place we can
make our voices heard for the county. We can't do it here.
So it's already been bought and paid for and ordered. And
jeez.
It's okay. So it's okay. So it's okay. So it's okay. So it's
okay. So
it's
what date are they putting that up?
As soon as it all comes in.
That's great. No signage instead of the signage first.
Yeah. Does the town own the wall that's on Joe Reed's property? Because I've seen children
that's
jump
the,
off that
that's
too.
That's the, when you go across the bridge, I mean, it's
right. Right. I've seen children jump off that.
Having not surveyed, I don't know if we actually own or not, but if you go with our GIS mapping, it appears that we do own it. But again, that's not 100% accurate. Gary, you can weigh in on that a little bit. Gary's a surveyor, and he's at the under zoning board, and he uses those GIS mapping quite a bit. But from what I understand, they could be your, you know, they're not perfect from when you put the overlays on and you know, do the view from the top, so to speak. I mean, those mappings can be off 10, 15 feet from what I understand, as much as 40, so
that's correct.
So, again, per our mapping, it looks like we own it. If we actually own it, I'm not really prepared to tell you that. Without having a full-blown survey.
Do you know how high the fence that is coming up?
8 feet
from the bridge.
8 feet? Yeah.
From the rail.
From the bottom of the bridge.
So you're probably looking at a 4 foot height
from the rail.
From the rail. This way, yes. Okay.
How long ago was this approved?
I don't know when the county approved it, to be honest with you. I mean, again, it came up at one of our meetings, probably August of last year.
So, but nobody was informed about this, about what that, you know, what the, that there was going to be a fence put up? They just decided to do it and not inform anybody?
I wasn't in any correspondence as far as, you know, yeah, that we're going to move forward to putting that up. So, yeah, as a town board, I think we are kind of more distant from that.
Who proposed it?
That's county property. The county chose it.
How does the county, county owns that?
The bridge.
It's a little bit older than the bridge because it's a length.
Yeah, over a certain length, the county.
So as soon as a bridge gets to a certain length, as Patrick was saying, the maintenance of that bridge and the replacement of that bridge becomes a county-owned property and their responsibility.
Well, I still have the floor. Who proposed it? Who are the people what person proposed it that made this decision?
I don't know, there was multiple people that were probably some of those ideas came well before one of our meetings in August, but again, to be honest with you, I can't recall names from August unless they were
It's not our meeting, Nora. It's a county meeting.
Nobody knew about the meetings. We would have all went.
So maybe what people need to do is call their county legislators tomorrow.
We're at
a town meeting. We heard there's a bridge going up.
Yep.
How did we not find out about this?
Right. So, all the emails, if you go to greencounty.gov or .org, but you can definitely Google it, and you'll see the county, the Green County legislators that represent Catskill, and I would express their concerns in that fashion.
That's easy.
Because, I mean, that's really something that we get.
Okay.
So,
what
was the purpose of this meeting of the bridge tonight?
The town access and fencing off of town property. Again, there was a certain amount of support. There was a lot of support for closing it off temporarily and somewhat permanently in 2020. And as the new season, became closer and closer, as a town board, we started getting input from the residents of Palinville.
So
hey, what are you doing about it? What's your plan this year?
So
what's your plan?
That's where the temporary plan comes in.
Right.
What if there is what if there's constant damage to the permanent fence they put up? How would they deal with that?
The county would have to replace it.
So they'd have to keep replacing it.
But again, I think as far as the fencing on the bridge, that's really something that we're not really.
I mean, I'm not insinuating anything, but I'm just saying. But people get a little crazy.
Okay. And Any other comments? This fellow here,
Kevin Lennon brought up, I'm also a fireman, and we draft off the bridge. You put up a fence, we can't draft off the bridge because you have to be able to throw the hose over the fence to get it to draft, and you can't go over an 8-foot-high fence to draft back into the pump. So putting up a fence is not going to help the fire pump either.
No, but some options around that would be not ideal, but put a hole in the bottom of the fence or a dry hydrant. But again, that's a conversation we have to have with the county. That needs to be expressed to the county legislature that this is.
And what they were saying also about all the way the rocks come down, and if you put a hose down there, that's going to definitely damage that. Every year you'll be replacing.
Oh yeah, the bottom of the dry hydrant, absolutely.
Yes, they'll be replacing that all the time.
And I think if the dry hydrant went in, depending on that, could be an obstacle for swimmers as well. So. But that well points on. Go ahead.
Excuse me. You're right. A fence is definitely going up on the bridge.
Yep.
As we are here tonight, the plan, from what I understand from Greene County, is yes.
The fence is going up on the bridge. And so far, there's nothing else going on.
That's
so absolutely nothing is really being done to address all of the concerns and problems. Because that fence is just one static eyesore, 8 foot high. And I reiterate what I said before. They're definitely, at 8 feet, they're definitely climbing that and jumping off.
That
fence makes absolutely no sense unless you closed off the entire swimming hole. Which, as we already said, doesn't make any sense because they'll just move a little bit further this way or this way.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing becomes a moot point. I think last year we had a real big problem, and probably there should be something said about that because the North and South Lake were closed. That's why people were coming up from the city and coming here and coming every place else. But putting that one static section of fence does absolutely nothing to eliminate any of the noise, any of the people, any of the commotion, any of the danger. Why would you continue with that? They have signs saying, carry in, carry out. That's inviting people to do something. And then you put up fences? It's a mixed message.
Is there anything that we're going to do that way? Okay. So we have to call the lobbyist.
On the fencing on the bridge, fencing on the town property, that's really what we're here to discuss today. And from what I'm hearing, and it's not really the number of people that actually, it's really the content and what people are saying, the reasons before. It isn't just because somebody got 100 signatures and somebody else only got 25. It's really the message behind those signatures and what's the validity of those points and concerns. And from what I'm gathering here, we haven't had too many comments about wanting to close it down permanently. And I think that was a good voice that at least that's what I heard tonight from everybody. Except for David, and your points are well.
No, I don't want to see the damn thing closed down. I really don't.
Okay.
Can I say something?
I really don't.
Yes.
Michael Sprague, I live right next to the bridge. The fence in sense makes it's a good idea. Only because the problems come with people jumping off the bridge. That's where all the ruckus comes from. That's where people park on the sidewalk. That's where people park in the road and go swimming and leave their truck in the road, and then come back up, and cars go around, and people are beeping their horns. So everybody else can go swimming down in the hole. We eliminate the idiots that are coming from out of town and making the party at the bridge on the sidewalk. And I mean, to me right now, what you're saying, it makes sense, because that's where it all happens at night, during the day, the traffic.
On the bridge.
On the bridge. If you go underneath the bridge and go swimming, everybody down there is fine and peaceful. They come down there. Bring them all down there. It's the group of kids that are on the bridge that are causing all the ruckus. And I live there. I know.
And threatening the people.
Threatening the cars.
But it may be a part of the solution.
Could be part of the solution to let everybody go down and go swimming and cut down on all the jerks that are showing up that are from out of town. They aren't local kids.
And they can miss the swimming hole when they jump off. So that's a potential hazard. Or if you had swimmers actually in the swimming hole, you could have people jumping off the bridge and actually hurt people that are actually swimming inside. The jumping is probably a behavior that we don't want to encourage.
And it causes that whole thing on the bridge.
Okay.
I think what a lot of people are concerned about is what this bridge, what the fence is going to look like. I think that's pretty much what. And I think everybody has really great knowledge points, but I think the people that are a little offended about the fence are because. What is it going to take away, like walking across that bridge? What is it going to look like? And things like that, I mean, maybe something the town could be a little creative with something. I don't know,
It's a county bridge.
I just wanted to go around with the town board, see if any of our board members have any input or comments that they'd like to make on.
See if we can put signs up, talk with our attorney, carry in, carry out. I know it's not a park, maybe closed or open dusk to dawn.
That's good.
So, I've been doing this now 8 years. In 8 years, every year, I get the poor residents that live along this creek coming to the town board complaining that their quality of life is extremely diminished. I've heard from people getting physically assaulted. I've heard from people being verbally assaulted. So this all can't just be outsiders. That's why I like the stewardship idea in conjunction with some other, perhaps, signage. The no parking signs have proven that people don't read signs. They get ripped down. But my real concern is, and everyone should be a little empathetic to the people that have to live right there and deal with this. It impacts people's quality of life, so it has to be better. I mean, it's not fair to him or that nice lady over there to have to deal with this when people just can get in their car and go home away from it.
No offense. I think we all go through that. One way or another, it's like their neighbor is the creek. They're gonna deal with those problems. I live in the small town of Woodstock, and we have the stop sign, and we have a lot of problems with there. Like we're all gonna have some issues where we live on X or Y situations. Mm-hmm. Like not only that is enough to close the creek. That's
but again, once we know problems exist, we want to minimize those problems and issues. To make it the best quality of life for the residents around Tannery Bridge, and that really goes for every location in the town. If there's something that's detracting from our community, and obviously, and in my opinion, this area is it's an asset to us. And it's something that we should, and that's why we're here. That's why people probably moved to Pendleton. You moved to Pendleton because you wanted to see the beautiful scenery. Just a couple of things, say from the Palinville, their webpage, which is a good thing. It's an enchanting hamlet at the base of the glorious Catterskill Cove, a scenic parting of the mountains lined by countless waterfalls, swimming holes, lush green trees, mossy boulders. Another thing for Palinville was the falling waters, as described in the legend of Rip Van Winkle, a fictional citizen of the hamlet. This neighborhood was portrayed by the landscape painters of Hudson River School, who stayed here while Captain Drew. The scenery, and so we're here because we like Palinville and we like the scenery of it. And listen, fencing is isn't part of that atmosphere that we want to create. So again,
I just wanted to say, while signage is a great idea, there were a whole bunch of no parking signs that ended up in the creek because of things. You know, but there needs to be enforcement. That's the biggest thing. There needs to be some rules that are posted or that are actually enforced. You know, and I don't want to close the creek. You know, I don't want to close the area. But, you know, there has to be people patrolling or enforcement and patrolling the area more than, I'm not going to get up at, you know, it shouldn't be just on the people right there to deal with that. But, you know, it's... You have to say what I'm trying to say.
I feel as a town board, I think we've got a good handle on the situation. And if we need to take action, if the situation deteriorates like it did in 2020, I mean, I've got a lot of confidence in our town board that we will take the measures necessary to curb that behavior, even if it's on a temporary basis again, to get through it. And I'm also kind of on the same thing. I think less is more. You know, you put up a bunch of signs, and then somebody from out of town goes by, it'll say, what's going on here? In some ways, it could be inviting. If the grass just keeps growing there, and it's kind of more like natural, people may drive right by it and not even realize it. But again, that's just my one person's opinion.
I would agree that most of the worst things came not from residents, but from people, who came into the community, people sleeping there all night, which, you know, that's what I'm saying, there should be rules, you know.
And posting like sunset or, you know, a certain time in the morning to dust or whatever. I think, you know, some of that, I mean, I don't want it, definitely not an overnight. If somebody's just going to neglect it, take pictures, read a book, you know, whatever they're going to do there, but it's definitely not something that you're going to have a campfire or should have a campfire at 10, 11 o'clock at night. It's when, you know, with all those daytime activities in, so should...
be respectful to the neighborhood.
Exactly. So that's what we're asking. Exactly. Paul, you got anything you want to add? Go on, anything?
Just one thing regarding respect, and I think I said this at the last meeting where this was brought up. There's definitely a lack of it coming in heavy right now in our everywhere. And I think that by like closing things down or that's not gonna help that situation. We have to do something to help the respect situation. So if that means calling the police, call the police. So if you're being bothered, maybe what we need to do is develop a phone tree amongst residents. And you call the neighbor who calls the neighbor, and guess what? Everybody's calling the state police or the Greene County Sheriff right now. I think the sheriffs have been really good also about just coming in, you know, just coming around to look. And if they're going to do that, that is a good thing. If they see people, if a lot of cars, they drive by and there's a lot of noise, then they can tell people to quiet down or they can leave. I think that the signage, maybe under the bridge, on each side of the bridge. If you carry it in, carry it out. You know, open dusk to, or creek available dusk to dawn. Well, we don't invite people though, so you know, be respectful. When the moon comes out, you go home. I don't know what to say, but we don't want to invite people in. But there has to be people need to be held accountable and. And that's the police officer's job, to enforce the law.
And those same signage could actually apply to all town property. I mean, we have quite a bit, you know, other locations. I mean, we do have one or two other locations. They're not your residential properties that we have swimmers go to on a fairly regular basis. So, I mean, if we put a certain amount of signage up, it came up like our 5 mile wood or brush dump. You know, people use that at will, and you know if they want to take a hike up there or whatever, you know that's a permissible behavior as well. But again, I wouldn't want people camping out overnight there. It's for day hiking, so maybe that's something we can look at as a town board and make it a universal, policy for all town properties.
Good question. Since you swim there a lot,
Do you think the posted signs have stemmed the outsiders from coming in?
No, the rain
no.
has.
No, because just one point to that. You know, I work up at Hunter Mountain. I'm up and down that road every day. There's no parking signs all over. All they do is tow cars all day long to the fencing that we let them borrow from Hunter at the town hall to impound cars. And they don't care. They'll park. You all see all the signs on the highway. So we're just the beginning of a bigger problem that's all the way to Haynes Falls that's happening here. And if they can't get it up there, they've closed the parking area at the falls per the state. They filter their way back down here because we can't get at Fawns Leap or Moore's Bridge. We're going to come down to Palinville. And so if they're getting pushed down, and the signage just...
If they're driving from everywhere, a $50 parking ticket is nothing. They had a day of fun in the creek, and they go home.
That's what it is in the garage.
Yeah, they don't care.
Anybody care to... Any other comments from the floor? I think we heard pretty much.
Is that fence going to be on both sides of the bridge, or just the side where the hole is?
Can't jump on the other side.
I know.
I mean, the bridge fence.
The bridge fence. No, I don't mean the fence. I don't want to see the fence on the side. I mean, the fence on the bridge. Is that going to be on both sides of the bridge?
The entire length of the bridge, right? Both sides.
They don't jump in both sides of the road.
Yeah, both sides of the road.
Currently, I think it's on both sides of the road, but again, I don't know that for sure. I mean, does anybody want to make a motion on the town board as far as removing the
motion?
Patrick's going to make a motion that we remove the fencing that we have currently up, the temporary fencing with the posted signs up there. So, again, and I think we'll monitor it. Anyway, you've got a motion on the floor, but seconded by Vaughn Scannapico.
With new signage to go up as soon as possible?
I think we'll look at some signage. I mean, I don't know what the verbiage should be on those signage. I mean, that's something I'd like to talk with our town attorney a little bit to make sure. But, I mean, as far as the time of day, I'm definitely thinking, and I don't think we have to have a ton of those out there because, again, I think signage becomes a little bit of pollution, too, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but, you know, like no glass bottles, no after dusk. You know,
simple, right.
To the point.
Very simple, and maybe the only one with maybe a couple of examples. So anyway, we got a motion on the floor from Patrick to take that down and second it.
But I want to say something about if we take down the posted signs, it takes the teeth away from the police to be able to kick people out.
But how many people can you get locals down? You can't do that. But what it does, nothing takes away the teeth of the police. If somebody's telling me to go F myself in the middle of the bridge when I ask them to move their car, because I will have them arrested. That's what we do. We call the police, we file a complaint.
For what?
For harassment.
Not harassment,
for peeing on my lawn. For what? For lewdness. There's all kinds of things that they can be arrested for. Trust me, I know this. That's what you do.
That's
on
quarters.
That's on
quarters
going on now.
Anyway, we want to move. Any further comment on the motion that we have on the floor? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those against?
Aye.
And Jared against. So the motion is so carried. Thank you. But again, if the situation changes, I think. You know, we'll readdress it, and if we have to put temporary fencing back up and repost it, you know, that's something we'll entertain, you know, going forward on an as-needed basis. If things stay the way they were for, you know, 10 years ago or 5 years ago, I don't know, we'll see. Hold on one second. Mr. Vincent's got the floor.
I just want to know if there's a... Is there another meeting where we can make some progress in coming up with solutions? We have some great ideas here. We're not leaving with any plans. So how do we go about it? We could have another meeting at some time and maybe try to put some of these suggestions into the motions?
Yeah, we have our first meeting. Well, first Tuesday of the month and the third Wednesday of the month. So. You know, we can readdress and see what we can enact come Wednesday.
Yeah,
you can have a certain kind of action plan. Otherwise, I mean, I think that's what happens in a lot of cases. You do something and then
Right. Don't, we don't parade around with anything. But I think a certain amount of signage will be a good thing.
I think I'm going to just want to piggyback on what Dick has said. I think I'm just listening here. Seems like we're moving backwards instead of holding on this thing. Because now we're taking down the temporary fence and taking down the signs. So I was going to Veterans Park the other day, and the car pulled up from Missouri. And they got out.
Is this Payland?
And they got their little picnic lunch. And it was the only sunny day we've had in about 3 weeks. So I was mowing the lawn. They walked down to the bridge. They saw the signs. And they came back. And so then I stopped the mower, and I talked to them a little bit about it. And they said, oh, I see it's closed. I go, well, you know, we had the problems. Oh, yeah, they were aware of all that and everything. But they did turn around. They saw the signs, turn around, and they left. They did not go swimming. And they not picked it down there. So I think taking the temporary fence that we put up last year as a temporary solution is a good thing, and to have the signs there is a good thing to control some of this anyhow. But see, now you're going to take down the temporary signs.
So they say we're taking the fence down, but leaving the no trespassing signs
right
up.
Right.
Those signs are going to go in the creek, just like Myra said. The signs are going to be gone. Those, what kind of signs are you going to put up there? You're going to be indestructible?
Well, no. If we kept the fence up, kept the posted signs up, then it's really the message to somebody that would take care of the property, use it in the proper manner. We're saying then we don't want anybody. If you post it, you're saying we don't want anybody there.
And
nobody.
The locals can't use it.
And then nobody could use it. So you can't keep posting a sign up and say, well, you know, this person can use it, and only if you use it under these particular rules. You know, so you...
Locals are going in there now, using with the signs up, the temporary fence, the way it is, just the way it is right now. Locals are going in there using.
They know how.
Yeah, the answer to the creep by
the side. And I know how they do it. Go ahead, Doris.
Yeah. Just an observation of what Mr. Vincent said, because you always want to walk out of a meeting with a plan going forward. The board would have the ability to establish a working group with anybody here that would like to participate, hopefully different ages, different perspectives, and just work through the three issues, right? One is access, one is liability, and the other one is education. So you and stewardship. So you could get 5 to 10 people here, and we'll see who shows up. I'm sure Kevin would give us the room for a night or so, and then have them come back to you. It's from this community. Mix it up with people who are living it, and people who have the history. You know, when you go 4 generations deep, you've earned the right to say exactly what you're thinking. But when you live there, you earn the right to say it too. So the two places in here, I think, are all great ideas. Maybe call the county, see if you can sit on that fence for a little while. See if they can sit.
Okay,
that's
thank
it.
You.
I know.
Good job.
Well, on that point, I would ask anyone that would be interested in the stewardship program to send your contact information to the town clerk, and then when we can get the meeting together for a stewardship program, we'll email everyone that wants to be involved, and we'll see who shows up.
The town clerk or the town clerk?
Town clerk. She
okay.
Handles handing everything out to us.
Yeah. I'd like to say thank you to everybody.
I'm interested in being on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Motion by Gary to adjourn the meeting. Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against?
He cares.